My last roulade with Dad. 30 years ago, this past Thanksgiving, I dropped my sons off at school and returned home to start preparing the Thanksgiving turkey. I had coffee going and had picked up a couple of fresh pastries from the Crestwood Bakery. Dad arrived shortly afterwards and said he'd have a pastry and some coffee as he sat down at the kitchen table and looked at the newspaper. I was chopping onions and celery, peeling and slicing carrots for the big bowl of stuffing I was making. Mom and Dad had moved to Madison about 3 years earlier and continued the tradition of cooking the turkey a day early, which they had started when my sister was in college. At that time, Dad felt Mom spent too much time in the kitchen on Thanksgiving and didn't get to see everyone, especially her own children and their random friends. They started cooking the turkey the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Dad would carve it up and place it into large Pyrex pans and refrigerate it overnight. Mom made the gravy that day as well as all the stuffing. On Thanksgiving Day, they would add stock to the pans of dark or light turkey and would heat it under tightly wrapped foil. The result was ever so flavorful without all the kitchen mess on Thanksgiving Day. It was a great idea, and the dishwashing crew appreciated it too. This tradition continued for over 15 years. Then, when my brother Ed got married in the late 80s, the reception was held at the Fess Hotel in Madison where he worked. They served turkey roulade with a wonderful heavy cream and garlic reduction sauce drizzled over it. We all loved it so much that the next year, a new tradition started where Ed taught us how to make roulades on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Roulades are so much easier to prepare with two people. One removes the breasts, slices them open, and puts them between sheets of plastic wrap provided by the helper. The breasts are then pounded out thin with the skin retained on one side. Then the helper scoops stuffing onto the thinner poultry while the other person presses it flat, covering the whole breast. The meat is rolled up jelly roll style with the retained skin on the outside of the roll. The breast is then tied off every inch or so with white butcher string, wrapped in plastic and refrigerated until Thanksgiving Day. It's a process the family has done every year since. I did it alone for many years with two turkeys as the guest count mounted. That makes for one very tiring day, so I usually try to get a helper. My brother helped for quite a few years, but it was at the end of our work days, and we were wrapping up close to midnight. For the last 7 years, my husband has helped me with it. The next day, my brother Patrick picks up all the turkey stuffing and gravy and takes it home to bake, where he and his wife host Thanksgiving and a leftover dinner on Friday. On that morning years ago, there was a bit of ice in the turkey Dad was carving, and after he took the breasts off the bone, he took a break, grabbing some coffee. He seemed to be out of breath as he sat down at the table. I proceeded with getting the carcasses into the oven and finished up the stuffing as we chatted. I knew Dad was going to have a physical in 2 weeks before they left for Florida, so I didn't discuss the shortness of breath with him. We had yet another lovely Thanksgiving dinner with family. On January 11th of 1992, my brother and his family arrived in Panama City Beach for vacation with my parents. Dad had chest pains in the wee hours of the following morning. My brother and mother followed the ambulance to the hospital. At one point, my brother said he could see Dad's raised arm in his familiar greeting in the back of the ambulance. That was Dad's last communication with us. He died that morning from his second massive heart attack, complicated by a severely enlarged heart at 70 years, 5 months, and 1 day of age.